You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. On view now at Heartland Community College in Normal is Viewfinder, a collection of digital photos from Illinois State University's senior photographer, Lindsay Schlink. The show highlights just a handful of the hundreds of photos Schlink has created detailing life at ISU. Exhibition curator Danelle Dvorak sees Lindsay Schlink as a photographer who is both photojournalist and fine artist. Schlink says this is the first time she's been able to exhibit her work as fine art in print form.
So typically my work appears on websites or in print publications for the university.
So usually when you take a photograph, it leaves your hands and then it goes to someone else who uses it the way they see fit, right?
Correct. Yeah, whether it's for the web, they have a different format and style for their pictures, or one of our six graphic designers has their own design plan for that image.
You are a senior photographer for Illinois State University. How do you go about capturing the spirit of an institution?
Well, I see it's a challenge. It just depends upon the event. So I'm trying to capture everything in a creative way and also document truth what is happening each day at events. So my day is a combination of events, portraits, or it could be a publication shoot where a designer already has an end goal in mind, so we're trying to shoot to fit a particular format or style.
I'd like to add to that, in discussions with Lindsay, the show card image is something that she has seen and had kind of a vision of, like, I'd like to capture this, I'd like to capture this, and it took a long time to have that exact moment where you've got the sky, the sun, the pedestrians that are crossing.
This is shot from Milner Library.
And really having that vision, just like a photographer, looking around their environment, going like, what is visually interesting?
What I also like about this shot is the graphic nature of it, and that you were shooting from inside a window as these two windows meet in a corner, and you've got the lines on the windows, and that's gives us a grid that sort of mirrors the grid of the streets and the walkways on the campus.
Exactly.
So tell me what you go looking for when you're going out and you're photographing.
Well, each year is more of a challenge just because you're seeing the same things over and over. So I rely upon my principles of design to try and make things look more interesting, whether it be lead-in lines or repetition, rule of thirds, quality of light, color, and of course emotion when you have people in pictures is always a good factor.
So let's take a closer look at some of the people that we have here. And I like this one right behind us that depicts a young man, and he's playing a tuba, and it looks like he's in Sassafras Grove there in front of Hovey Hall, and you've captured his reflection in the tuba as he is practicing. Tell me about when you took this shot.
This shot was one of my day shoots, so several times each season I go out and take generalized shots that could be used for any purpose, so admissions, the website. And this day, I just happened to see him across the quad and was intrigued by his reflection in the vertical lines of the trees and the leaves in the tuba as he was playing.
Now, this photograph, as well as all the photographs in the show, are untitled. Can you tell me why that decision was made not to give them titles?
When Lindsay is shooting, she's not thinking, as she said, about this is a print, a solo print on its own. And so really they weren't intended to have a title. They might have captions, there might be things added, storylines.
I think leaving them all untitled gives a viewer a chance to decide what they feel the image is about instead of telling them what I think it should be. So that way they can experience each photograph as a solo work of art and just take in all that is that photo.
Right here we have another photograph of a person. It's a woman who actually has her own viewfinder. She's circled her hands and she's peering straight at you through her own viewfinder of her hand. Tell me about this photo.
This photo is of Duriel Harris. We photographed her for the Redbird Scholar.
She's from the English department.
Correct, yeah. She's a poet, professor, author, performer. She suffers from dissociative amnesia. So we came up with this idea for her to be altering her perspective, looking directly at back at the viewer.
The back wall is really interesting to me because you have Duriel Harris looking outwards, projecting outwards, and then the two flanking images, you're looking inwards. So it creates a really nice visual rhythm of in, out, and that is the viewfinder. Whether you're focusing, whether you're composing in camera, it reflects what a photographer does.
This seems like a really fun way to be a photographer. You're combining photojournalism with that artistic sensibility.
It's a lot of fun because I'm conveying the message to match the story or article, and yet I'm trying to keep things new and fresh and intriguing for those who do have an artistic eye that they'll pick up on these artistic elements.
I thought it was really interesting that here we have someone who photographs for Illinois State University, and she's being shown at Heartland Community
exactly.
College.
She actually graduated from Normal Community West, and that's where she took her first photography class. She then came to Heartland Community College and received, I believe, 2 foundation scholarships, where she continued fine art, earned her associate's in art degree, then went over to ISU in mass communication. And I think it's a really interesting fruition of community, education. And for me, the images that we selected for this show are less about just being ISU than really reflective of the community and also your spirit as a photographer that's got your roots here, and yet you still see things with different perspectives, different viewpoints. Makes it interesting, especially in the middle of winter.
But of course, this won't be staying here because later in the year, this is going to go over to Milner, isn't it?
It is. The show here will run until May 5th, and then in June, the gallery will move to the first floor of Milner Library until the end of August.
The show will travel to Milner Library, but also we have at Heartland's Library a display case featuring Lindsay's print publications. So a small sampling so that you could actually see, here's the athlete's photograph, but here's what it looks like on a magazine cover where it's been really altered, printed in black and white. Very nice magazine cover, but very, very different from the actual photograph.
This can be very inspirational as well for the students because you attended here, and they can come in here and see, you know.
The fine arts lead to great careers.
That's curator Danelle Dvorak, along with photographer Lindsay Schlink. Viewfinder is up at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College through May the 4th. I'm Laura Kennedy.